USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The brutal winter weather hitting a large portion of America has hit Texas very hard. Investigations are being called for in the wake of so many power source failures. Former Texas power consultant Wesley Hunt says on Fox News, Texas needs to expand on its energy, not hinder it, with recent President Biden executive orders.
The fact that our state has run out of power needs to be investigated, and Governor Abbott has already called for that. But Houston, where I'm sitting right now, is the energy capital of the world, and right now we don't have any energy during a crisis. And Texas, in particular, running out of power is a demonstration as to why we need to support and expand the energy industry, not kill it.
Authorities are reporting most power will be restored this weekend. Singer Demi Lovato has brain damage after suffering three strokes and a heart attack following a 2018 overdose. It was revealed in a new documentary, Dancing with the Devil. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
With the World Health Organization's inability to contain the coronavirus pandemic in China, then-President Trump cut the failed agency from the payrolls. Now, Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the United States will financially support the World Health Organization and pay $200 million in assessed and current obligations. USA Radio News John Clemens reports.
This is a reversal of what the Trump administration planned to do, leave the World Health Organization. Now Secretary of State Blinken made it official with a new administration.
It reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
A fact-finding mission from the World Health Organization recently returned from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak first began, complaining they were not given the information they needed to complete their investigation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh died in Florida Wednesday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Limbaugh started his nationally syndicated radio show in 1988, quickly growing to become the nation's most listened to radio program. With more than 600 stations, up to 27 million people tuned into Rush on a weekly basis. Limbaugh was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in January of 2020 and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom a month later at the State of the Union address. Former President Donald Trump described that moment to Newsmax TV, saying that Rush was someone who was respected, even by those who disagreed with him.
Well, he knew a little bit about it, and you know, we had to, because he was quite ill, and, you know, it's amazing that he lasted this long. Only a strong person could have. And he was actually at a hospital, and he came from the hospital, and the hospital was quite a distance away. And frankly, in a state where he had to get on airplanes, and, you know, so we gave him a little bit of a clue. And he was very excited. He was great. That was more emotion than anything else, if you look at it. That was the real deal emotion. Rush was really something. It was very interesting to see the room, though, because half of the room, Republicans, went crazy, and the other half sat totally silent. But the one thing is, everybody 100% respected Rush.
Rush Limbaugh was 70. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.